don't know that I've told you about moving the house to the back, but it took, this is 477B that we moved to the rear, because I wanted to build a house on the front. The corner lot's more expensive or worth more than the one next to the alley. So I hired an architect to get some permission to re-subdivide this lot, because the house that used to be 477 was hanging over into the back, and I would have had to have a variance to do anything. So I decided I would try to do everything legally. Finally got permission to move the house to the rear. Of course, that meant I had to tear down the garage apartment, which was a wonderful rental. And it took about 8 months and $4,000 to get this, all the permits and permission, and to move the house to the back and resubdivide the lot, that's what it was, and then permits to move the house. Anyway, after we got the permits to resubdivide the lot and move the house back, and then I tore down the garage and the concrete that needed to be broken up and hauled away, and Lee came down. And I guess Lee was out of work, so they came down to stay with a little bit. We gave him room and board, and I also paid him for helping me, which he wouldn't have got room and board anyplace else he'd work. Then I hired a moving company to move the house back after Lee and I had built the forms and had the footing all poured, and had the poured the footing and the foundation was out of blocks, I do believe. Anyway, the house fit on the foundation that we had poured for them, and the only thing, the chimney, I didn't hold the chimney high enough, and it's a little bit low on that corner, but outside of that, it's pretty good. And getting the fences in and the sidewalks and the carports and the garage needed to be done. And it cost almost more than what the house and lot cost us originally. So when I had all these permits and in one hand and canceled checks in the other hand, then I started looking for money, and money had gone sky high. Had the cheapest money I could find was about 16%. So I had a choice of either holding on to my permits and my canceled checks or taking 16% money, and I decided to go ahead and take a 16% money and get it done. because that's what I had planned on doing, and got it moved back, fixed up for rented, so the rent paid off the house and repaid me for all that I had invested in it. Now that was 80, I believe, when I moved that back. And it was 86 when I retired, 87 when we built this house.